Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart and Radio MD. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do rate us every week. Do tell your friends about us. We are the passionate show that tells you the latest medical news of the week, but most importantly, lets you know what we think it means for you. That is, how do you take this to use it so that you can live at the top of your curve? This is number 19A. We always have an A segment, the news of the week, and a B, the guest of the week. This is 919A, and we're running so far ahead of guests, we may throw in a couple of C's in the month of December just to make sure that we get all of the guests a fair time in a timely fashion. What is the news of the week, though? Let's go back to that. If doctors describe the long-term heart risk, patient willingness to take meds is increased by more than 20%. Number two, high blood pressure poses a heart and stroke event risk for people under the age of 40. And how do you get them to understand that? The benefits of low salt diet for heart failure are uncertain. Small particle air pollution raises glaucoma risk for you. What do you do about that and how do you do it? What kind of coffee should you have if you're going to want to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's? And I'm going to say whether I believe this data or whether it's really just a protein in search of a risk. And I should mention now, I do have a new book coming out. You can pre-order it now. The book comes out 12/31/18, December 31st of this year. What to Eat When. It's a strategic plan to improve your life through food, but it also talks to you about what to eat if you're going on a first date or to increase libido, or what to eat if you want to build muscle, or if you will, if you're going for an interview, what to eat if you've got gout, or all those different things. So it goes through a lot more. Continuing with the news, spanking is ineffective and harmful to children, a pediatric group says. And more women are using marijuana during pregnancy. What does this mean? And what's happened to the alcohol and cigarette use? Cannabis is tied to serious type 1 diabetes complications known as, I'll let you listen to it, but it is basically diabetic ketoacidosis, a severe form of ketosis that leads to so much acidosis that you're at risk of dying. Weighing yourself this open is linked to weight loss. How did they do that study to know that the people who weigh themselves more often lose more weight? Was it self-reported? The answer is no. We'll tell you how. And the CDC confirms the first death related to salmonella outbreak linked to raw turkey. I know we're after Thanksgiving, but many people have turkey for Christmas as well. Don't wash the bird. Do cook it to 165 and cook everything inside it to 165 degrees. And then you can clean the bird and everything else afterwards and keep your cutting boards separate. So there's a real risk. 165 people in the first week of CDC reporting on turkeys had to be hospitalized for it, and one died. When does your body burn the most calories, and what does it mean? Well, we'll try and tell that. And sit-stand desks are cutting sitting time, but there's no increase in activity level. It's the activity that matters, not whether you're sitting or standing. And according to a recent study, soy formula milk is linked to menstrual pain. That is, soy formula milk in childhood and during pregnancy is linked to menstrual pain many years later. How can that be? Well, the major reason is we don't know, but avoid soy formula milk. And the U.S. is going to restrict cigarette flavors in e-cigarettes to fight the teenage vaping epidemic, as the FDA calls it. Let's go through those stories. So if I tell you to stop, that I want you to have your blood pressure normal, because it increases your risk of heart disease and stroke, which it does, What's the chance you're going to do that? And is that chance as good as if I tell you your risk of having a stroke is 44% over the next 20 years, but it will go down to 24% over these next 20 years if you have your blood pressure controlled? Well, it turns out you're 20% more likely to take the blood pressure medicine if I give you specific numbers for your long-term risk, and you actually grab hold of those pills much more likely. That's true with both blood pressure and statins in this study of people. So happy faces didn't do it. Telling people they have a risk, telling people how much they'd lower their cholesterol levels or blood pressure didn't do it. It was telling them their long-term risk. I suppose that's why we did it something pleasurable with telling them actually how much younger they would get. Speaking of young people with high blood pressure, the risk of high blood pressure in this study of 4,800 people called CARDIA, coronary artery disease risk development in young adults, they showed that the risk goes up even in the young, even in those 20 to 40 years old with high blood pressure. So you want to get your blood pressure controlled down to the 120 over 80 range, no matter what your age, because your risk of having a stroke or heart disease is significant. The next study is one on benefits of a low-salt diet for heart failure. And this was a examination of the prior 9 studies. And it shows that we don't really know what level of salt restriction to put people on. We know they shouldn't have highly salted food in an intense way, such as having, if you will, potato chips that are well salted. But other than that, we don't know the real benefit of salt restriction or where we should go with it or how much we should do with it. So the answer is we don't know the answer on this, but we do know that there is a benefit for a moderation of salt intake in heart failure rather than 3,500 milligrams per day, which is the average in America, getting someplace around 1,800. Most of the salt comes, of course, from pizza and bread and stuff you don't suspect it from. It's not the salt shaker, but avoid those highly salty foods such as full salt soups and full salt potato chips and that type of thing. Small particle air pollution, that's the air pollution you get near the freeways. That's the one you even get it near forest fires and near the fires that are threatening areas of California. And it's 2.5 to 10 microns. And not only does it correlate with inflammatory disease inside your lungs, but also inflammatory disease in your arteries, in your brain. It increases dementia risk. And weird of weird, it actually increases your risk of eye disease and glaucoma. We don't know why other than the inflammation, but the correlation between air pollution risk and between your getting air pollution and your developing glaucoma, or as well as heart disease, stroke, memory loss, if those aren't enough, losing your sight, it should be. And that is live further from the freeway than you thought and get out of the way of forest fires as fast as possible. So dark roast coffee has a compound in it that's called a phenylindane, P-H-E-N-Y-L, lindane, L-I-N-D-A-I-N-E-S, that interact with the proteins that are thought responsible for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, tau and amyloid, and bind these and escort them out of your body without any harm or with less harm. So we know that for fast metabolizers of caffeine. That is people who can drink coffee. And I'm going to have a sip right now. Boy, is that good. For people who can drink black coffee without getting upset, without getting headaches, without getting anxiety, without getting gastric upset, and without getting abnormal heartbeats, you have a decreased risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's by over 30%. Six cups decreases Parkinson's in one large study by 63%, matter of fact. And you have a decreased risk of 9 cancers, including breast, prostate, and liver, and a decreased risk of diabetes and liver disease. And so the question is, what is it in coffee that does it? We know that half of the effect is from caffeine because the people who get decaf get an effect, but only about half as good as the effect from the caffeinated. In this study, the phenylindanes were higher in those people who had or were at a larger level in those ROS, not in people. This was a test tube study in ROS where there was dark coffee, dark roasted coffee. My own suggestion, I think this is just a protein in search of a disease. I don't know that that's the risk of it. If you like light roast or medium roast, as I do, go with that. Remember, you're getting half the benefit from the caffeine and half from the roast. Boy, I like coffee. Excuse me, but not coffee and talking at the same time. Obviously, that went down the wrong pipe. Spanking is ineffective and harmful to children, a pediatric group says. Enough said. Legislators and high school administrators say you can't do corporal punishment in schools, but there are 19 states in the South mainly that allow the practice or do not have specific rulings punishing it. You shouldn't do it in schools. You shouldn't do it at home. According to this pediatricians group, which goes through a lot of the data on it. More women are using marijuana during pregnancy from 2002 to now. It's only up from 3 to 5%, but remember that was done in 2016. Probably it's increasing, unfortunately, because we think it's a hazard to the fetus. By the way, the number of smokers decreased from 17.5 to 10% who were pregnant. So a lot fewer women who are pregnant are smoking. It's a bad thing for the kids' brain development. And alcohol, also bad for the kids' development, fell from 10% to 8.5%. Those are good things, but we got to have smarter kids. And moms, don't drink, don't smoke, and don't use marijuana. This is 9 months of being as healthy as you can be, because that'll make your child healthier. Eat right as well. No vaping. And in fact, if you can do all of those for 3 months before conception, that's a good idea, too. And marijuana is linked to diabetic ketoacidosis. That's when your blood sugar is elevated for too long and the body produces high levels of acids known as ketones. That's ketoacidosis, which can lead to severe dehydration, swelling in your brain, coma, and death. And there have been more deaths on women and men who are using, who have type 1 diabetes and are using cannabis. This is a study of people in Colorado. Once they normalized it, they found an increased death rate from ketoacidosis for type 1 diabetics. I suppose we're going to learn a lot about the side effects of marijuana that we didn't know it. So how do you do a study seeing how often you weigh yourself matters to whether you lose weight or not? Well, you give a whole bunch of people who are trying to lose weight a scale that automatically goes to a database where it tells you how many times that person weighed. Not what their weight was, but how many times they weighed. When they did that, it turned out that the more often you weighed, that is once a day or not, that if you weighed once a day, you lost 1.7% of your body weight over a one-year period, as opposed to those who weighed themselves less often. They actually gained weight. They didn't lose it during the year. So weighing yourself seems to be a good thing. Now, could it be that those who lost weight were so happy they weighed themselves more often? Yes, we don't know which is cause and which is effect, but it looks like these people were given a scale and instructions that they were going to be recorded and how many times they weighed themselves, but given no other direction, the people who did weigh themselves lost more weight. Healthiest way to gain weight, I don't think we need that. It is to eat healthy fats and nuts. First death related to salmonella, cook your turkey for 165 degrees. Use the darn temperature things they give you with the turkeys. And don't put stuff inside it, or if you do, make sure that's at 175 degrees by a temperature probe, too. And don't wash the turkey before you put it in, because that just spreads the salmonella throughout your kitchen. And use a separate cutting board and wash that cutting board down afterwards in the sink, inside it, so you get rid of all the potential salmonella stuff. Okay, that's my thing on, remember, more turkey coming up. If you're going to eat turkey after Thanksgiving and after Christmas, make sure you heat it too. And don't put it back in the original turkey bag. When does your body burn the most calories? It's mid to late afternoon. 3 p.m. is the high point. So when you're at rest, when do you burn most calories? It is mid-afternoon, 3 p.m. When are you least? 9 p.m. So what do we do with this? No one knows. Maybe it is that you should exercise around 3 p.m. No one knows the data. So until that comes out, this is a piece of data in search of a problem. Don't pay any attention to it because we don't know what it means. We do know that you should eat more in the morning, less as the day goes on, and only eat while the sun is up. Sit-stand desks cut daily sitting time, but they don't increase activity level. You've got to increase the activity level yourself. So just providing sitting desks and standing desks didn't do a darn thing for people's activity level. That means, in the study of 77 people, that means it doesn't help you. You need to move. You need to actually get your steps and do resistance training. So sitting to standing, that's something, decreases your stress on your back. Standing up, though, increases your stress on your back, so you got to sit down again after a while. Well, the key is walk around, walk to other people you're talking to. And soy milk in childhood, when you're feeding female babies soy-based formula, increase their risk of severe pain and menstrual cycle much later in life. This is really, I think, a very interesting study. How did they know that? How did they do that? Well, they looked at a whole bunch of people epidemiologically, and it looks like giving them phytoestrogens, as in soy products, right, as part of their formula, is hazardous to their later life health. And my favorite of the week is that the U.S. is going to restrict flavors to fight teenage vaping epidemic. Just in 1 year, the use of vaping among high school kids increased, or teenagers increased, 75%. It's more than quadrupled over the last 4 years. It's incredible increases. And you don't sell baby bubble gum to get someone off cigarettes. You don't sell bubble gum to get someone who's 50 hooked on your vape or help them get off cigarettes. You don't sell, never mind. It's these companies are being deceitful for us. I think they're just trying to sell their products and don't care at all about our health. So where are we? Ask your doctor to tell you the long-term heart risks of anything you're doing, or long-term cancer risks. High blood pressure is a risk to everyone, so get it normal. Know your blood pressure numbers. Get it to 120 over 80. enjoy coffee, avoid being near freeways, don't use alcohol, cigarettes, or marijuana during pregnancy. Weighing yourself every day is linked to weight loss. And remember, turkey and turkey leftovers, cook them to 165 degrees. Thanks very much for listening. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show. This is number 919A. Thanks for listening. And Ben, thanks for engineering. We'll be right back next week with a new what to do about the latest news of the week and what it means to you. In the meantime, download our B segment. Our B segment is always excellent. It's the guests of the week. And I'm going to tell you who the guests, I thought I was going to tell you who the guests are recently, but I'm going to have to look that up because I misplaced my notes on that. But here are the the 919 guest coming on is, let's see who it is. I'm going to get to it. 919 is Andrea Hertzberg. Oh, she gave a great talk about cancer support and talks about how she's an ovarian cancer specialist, but talks about how women can support women and how this works. By the way, last week in 918, Elaine Schulte, Caring for Your Adopted Children. And next week, we're going to have someone talk about stem cells and why stem cells clinics, not the academic places, but why the clinics that are popping up all over, charge you an arm and a leg, may be dispensing not stem cells, but dangerous medicine to you. Thanks very much for listening and downloading us. Do rate us. Do tell your friends about us. We'll be back next week.